Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yam HaYoshev B'Tzion, for Aryeh Leib and Fegaleya, for Golam Gabriela Matan Ben Dvora, Leonishmat Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi. As your site is today, Chav Dalet Nissen, and Rabbi Marini Mirazi Shiyichyu, we're discussing Safei Kavua. The Gemara in Kiddushin 73a says that Amar Rav Dvar Torah Shtuki Kasher Ben HaTorah, a child who's a Shtuki, when he asks who my father is, we tell him to be quiet. We don't know who his father is, or he doesn't know. And we also don't know. So in such a case, he's still kosher. Why? Maybe he's a mamzer. Because roiv ksheir metzla. Most men are kosher vis-a-vis the woman, and only a miyud are pasul. So if the man goes to the woman, we say called a parish meruba parish. So what are you going to say? Maybe the woman went to the man, and then it's called kavua kamechta al mechta dami. It's 50-50. If there's a kvias iser, so the man's the suffix, so the man's the iser, and there's a kvias, so he's 50-50. The Torah says, "Lo'ever mamzer b'kal Hashem, mamzer vadei, lo'ever mamzer sofik yabo." So lo mafriya lanu, me'asibah pshuta, shekatuv b'Torah lo yavo mamzer b'kal Hashem. So a mamzer vadei is now allowed to come b'kal Hashem, but a mamzer sofik is allowed to. As ein lanu shum ba'ya, that is 50-50, because the child's a mamzer sofik, and mamzer sofik is allowed to be above b'kal Hashem. So that's why Shtuki is kosher. So according to Rashi, he's taka suffik mamzer, and we need to come on to the fact that suffik mamzer yavo. So even though it's a suffik kavua, because maybe he went to her, and you have a roiv. But Rashi says, no. Doesn't talk about the roiv, he just says it's a suffik. So by suffik kavua, we say that it's taka kavua, it's 50-50. And if not for the fact that Safik Mamzer Yavo B'Kal Hashem, we would answer him. Because it's 50, even though it's only Safik Kavua, but still we judge it as a 50-50. That's Rashi. In other words, we're not Mitchashev, we don't take into account the fact that maybe he went to her and there's a Roiv. We just say maybe she went to him and it's 50-50, and yet the child is still Kasher Lavo B'Kal because Safik Mamzer Yavo. The Rashba, Dingzich Mitten Rashi, argues with Rashi, and he says, they have a Rov here. Because, yes, maybe she went to him and it's 50-50, but maybe he went to her, and it's called the parish mirror parish. So altogether, you have a rov that it's the child is kosher. You can see they're 50-50 in one scenario. In a different scenario, it's rov ksherim, which means that altogether, you have a rov. So why does the Gemara say it's a rov? It's not al suffik. So the Rashba answers, ein chinami, the rav chadamilsa kamar. It's just to make things even better. In other words, even if it's a suffix, still we're matrim. But eino chinam, we have a rov. So you see that the Rashba holds that suffix kavua is mutter mitam rov. Rashi holds it's only a suffix kavua, it's 50-50. The Rashba holds no. There's a rov hat there. So that's why a suffix kavua is mutter. If it's a suffix, if it's a case of kavua, kamechta mechta dami, that she went to him, because maybe he went to her. And altogether you have a rov case, rov scenarios, it's mutter. Because if she went to him, it's 50-50. If he went to her, it's rov ksherim. So altogether, it's rov ksherim. Odds are the child is kosher. And memela, you have a rov. That's the Rashba. Rashi holds it's out suffik. The Ritva argues with Rashi, but for a different reason. The Ritva says that it's out sveik sveika. That's why we're matir. Because we have a suffik. Maybe she went to him and it's 50-50. And maybe he went to her and there's a roiv. So if it's fake, sveika lekula, afilu b'doy raisa. So in the tzad that she went to him, it's a suffik lekula, and the tzad, and maybe he went to her. And on that tzad also, the child is mutter. So either way, it's mutter. She went to him mutter because suffik mamzer yavo. And if he went to her, then it's mutter, even better, you have a rov. So you have a sveik sveik in both instances, both cases. You have had there. Sveik sveik l'kula is good even in Sira d'Oraisa. So the Ritva says that. So why does the Gemara say that? And he answers, Nachinami. It's telling us a chiddush that even if we saw that she goes to him, we still say that it's a that the child is mutter, even if there's only one suffix. But in a chinami, we don't know, then it's the Abbas fake sveika. So kum tois yotze lano that we have the two machlokos binyan suffix kavua. The Rashba holds suffix kavua is mutter mitam rov. Rashi and Ritva argue, we say no, we're not mutter mitam rov. And there's another machlokos of suffix kavua is mutter mitam sveik sveika. The Ritva holds that suffix kavua is mutter mitam sveik sveika. Because again, on the tzad that it's one suffix, maybe she went to him, so it's mutter because suffix mamzer yavo, and maybe he went to her, and it's mutter mitam rov. So you have a sveik sveika lakula, and the Ritva says, and the Gemara is talking about a case where the Rav Chadamilsa that even if we know that we saw that she went to him, still mutter, but otherwise you would have a sveik sveika. It's really tully. The machlokas Rashi Rashba against the Ritva is tully ink yourselves. We're not going to get into that. But Akopanim, we have two machlokos. What about Safek Kavua? The Rashba holds Safek Kavua. Is it Mutter Mitam Rov? Rashi and the Ritva hold no. And Rashi and the Rashba hold that there's no Sveik Sveika, and the Ritva holds there is a Sveik Sveika. So first, we'd like to explain the machlokos Rashba Rashbi, Rashi against the Ritva. Is it a Sveik Sveika? Pnei Yoshua comments on the Svar of the Ritva that it's Mutter Mitam Sveik Sveika. Where's the Sveik Sveika? It's all one Safek. Was the man a Kasher? Was the man a Puzzle? It's all one shame suffix, like we had in the Taisus that we spoke about so much on Daf Tes. If shame minus chadu, so shame suffix. We spoke about it, saying me. The Achronim speak about it by self. I'm on their heels. So you have a sveik sveika. You don't have a sveik sveika. It's one suffix. Was the man a kasher or a puzzle? So where does the Tavag get a sveik sveika from? That's the He'orah of the Pnei Yoshua. So we can explain this based on the Yisod. It says, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Maron Rosh HaYeshiva, God Rabbi Abba Berman Zetzal. We're going to go in his footsteps. That a Roiv doesn't change the Cheftz of the Yisur. There's a discussion, Achreinim, does a Roiv impact the Cheftz of the Yisur? Now, if you have a Roiv, does it make it Mutter? Does it make the Cheftz of Mutter? No, you're allowed to be Samech on the Roiv, but maybe the Cheftz is a Cheftz of the Yisur. Just the gar is allowed to be samech on the rov. So Rabbeinu says that it doesn't change the cheftz of the isura. If the person samech on the rov and it turns out there was isur, he was tak over on an isur. We see this in Tosis at the beginning of Perek HaCholitz 35b, the Ramatzel of Nitzis Muberes, that if the woman was samech on the rov and then was misbarred, that it wasn't like the rov, she's pater mekarbon mitam oinis. So in other words, we see in Tosis that if a woman is somech to marry Altarov, she's over on an Isser, but she's Patur Mitam Minus. There it's talking about doing Yibum. But the point is that when someone, if you're somech on the Rov, what's the din? The din is that you're still doing an Aveira. But that doesn't mean that you're Pater Meonesh, you're Pater Mekarbon, but it's still considered an Aveira if you're Samech on the Rov. So the din Rov is only din Klapi the Gavra. The Gavra doesn't have to be Choshesh, there's an Isser. But it's not a din Klapi the Cheftza. The Cheftza is still Aser. So according to that, we understand very well the Shitas HaRitva. The Ritva holds Safek Kavua Mutter Mitam Sveik Sveika. Because there are really two Shemas here. There are really two Sveikas. What are they? One is the Heter of Rov Klapi the Gavra, that the Gavra doesn't have to be Choshish for Isser. And number two, Klapi the Shema Lekosher Nivala. That's a Heter in the Etzem HaMetzius. So we have a heter mitzad the gavra and a heter mitzad the metzias. The heter mitzad the gavra is that maybe there's a tzad that she's permitted because or the vlad is kosher because it's 50-50, or he went to her, and you can also be Makel. Why? Because you have a Rove. So that's one. That's Klapei the Gavra. And then Klapei the Chefza, maybe the Kasher Nivola. So these are two shameless of Sekhs. Well, I don't understand. Is that that's not what the Ritva says. The Ritva says that the Sfeik Sfeika is that Safek, maybe she went to him. And Safek, maybe he went to her. So in the tzad that she went to him, it's mutter. In the tzad he went to her, it's mutter. And Rabbeinu is saying that the Sfeik Sfeika is that Safek, one is mitzad the Chefza, one is mitzad the Gavra. Mitzad the Gavra, you don't have to be choshish for Isser, because you have a heter of Rove. And a heter of Rove or a heter of 50-50, either way you have a heter, and then you have another heter, because maybe the Kasher Nivola, maybe in the Metzias the Kasher Nivola, and then even the Metzias there's a heter. It's not only a heter, Mitzad the Gavra is allowed to be Samech, but Klapei Shmaya Galia that there's a heter here. So I'm not exactly sure how Rabbeinu would explain that, but maybe one of the Shaimei Hashiur has a pshat to be Miyashev Rabbeinu to read that somehow into the Ritva. Maybe I'm misreading the Ritva. In any event, but putting aside the Ritva, if you don't use the lashon of the Ritva, just you can say that the Yitaka have a sfeik. You have two shemas of sfeikas here. You have a suffik mitzad the gavra and a suffik mitzad the metzias. And the Rashba argues with this, and he holds that you're not matir safek kavuah tzveik sveika, because he goes l'shitaso explaining his sveik sveika. We explained in an earlier shiur very beautifully that the Rashba holds that the getter of sveik sveika is that a sveik sveika doesn't have a din safek. Why? Because a din safek is that the tzad heter is going to be mutter and the tzad iser is going to be aser. But if even the tzad iser is mutter, then it's not a safek b'chlal. So that's why sfeik sfeik is mutter. It's not a safek b'chlal. Why? Because you have one safek. Maybe it's heter. Maybe it's iser. And even on the tzad that it's iser, it's mutter because you have the other safek that maybe it's mutter because of the other safek. So there's no tzad. There's no tzad iser. Even on the tzad iser, there's a heter. There's a tzad heter. It's only a true safek if on the tzad iser it's really aser. But here on the tzad iser, it's mutter. If it's a sfeik sfeika. Because you suffik mutter, suffik aser, and even on the tzad that in one the first suffik is aser, but you still have the second suffik, maybe it's mutter. So even on the tzad heter, eser, there's a tzad heter. So that's the Rashba's mahalach, as we explained in a previous year, based on Taurus Rabbeinu and sfeik sveike. That's why sfeik sveikas are mutter. So memela b'suffik kavua, you can't have a suffik, you can't have an inyan of sfeik sveika, because here there is a tzad agari miser. Why? Because there's a tzad that the person she had bia with was a pasul. And if he was a pasul, then the fetus is a mamzer. So memela, it's not a sfeik sveika. The Ritva holds that a sfeik sveika is the rov tzadim laheter. So here you can have a sfeik sveika. The two tzadim laheter, mishtei shemes. One is the rov mitzad the gavra, and one is mitzad the metzias im nivelo l'kasher. That's the Gevaldika Hezber and the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. The Rashba holds that it's fake sfeikas because even on the it's mutter only because even on the tzad of Isser there's a tzad heter, but here that's not the case. Because here on the tzad that's aser, it's aser. The child is a mamzer. Because if he's a pasul, then the child is a mamzer. Whereas that's the Rashba. Whereas the Ritva holds it's fake sfeikas because he ever wrote Stadim Laheter. And he ever upstud him. In other words, on one hand, maybe first of all you have a rov that the child is mutter because maybe she went to him, maybe he went to her altogether. It's a rov, and you also have that mitzad the metzias that that's klapi the gavra and klapi the metzias. Maybe the kasher nivala, putting aside the gavra. So that's two shemus of sveikas laheter. So that explains the machlekes whether we say sveik sveika. In this case of Safek Kavua. Now we'd like to explain the Machlokes Rashi and the Ritva with the Rashba. Is Safek Kavua Mutter Mitam Roif? Remember the Rashba holds that Safek Kavua is Mutter Mitam Roif. So it would appear as follows. Shimon in the Shari Yosher, in Shari Dalet Perek Beis, Dibar Maschal Avol Ani Ustayti Yesh La'ayin, understands the Gedder of Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami is that since the Isser is Kavua, so now it's considered that the whole mixture here is 50-50. We don't know we're in a slaughterhouse, and we know there's an unkosher animal here. Will the real unkosher animal please raise a finger, identify yourself, raise your hand, raise your paw. So the animal doesn't raise its paw, so we don't know who the unkosher animal is. So it's kavua, it's in the slaughterhouse. So we say 50-50, meaning there's no, the whole taroiv is 50 yisur and 50 heter. There's no rov heter at all. According to the Shari Yosha, there's no rov heter. Kol kavua ka mechza al mechza dami means there's no rov of heter here. And al pizeh, he was tameya. Here he says it's a tmir rabo rapsa. It's a groisa tmir, it's a shtarka kasha. That what? That, how do we say in the Gemara in Zvachim Ayin Gimel, nechvishinu adenaydi, v'chol the parashim reparash, we had a shayla there of when a posel animal gets mixed in with kosher animals that are kosher like rova, and then a posel animal got mixed in, and we don't know which one is the posel animal. So what does the Gemara say to do? The Gemara says that have them move around, have them move from their makom of kfius, and then call the parish miruva parish. So now that it was parish, that's a heter that was parish from the rova. Now, it's no longer in the makom of kfius. Since it's no longer in the makom of kfius, any animal that we take is going to be from the rov of heter. Now the problem is that imze heter ve'isur nishar kavu imze heter ve'isar nishar kavu b'mekoymai. As like a roiv had their klal, teicha deiser kavua like a chefza shel roiv. In other words, Reb Shimon is medaktik in the Gemara. The Gemara says nichbishinu adinaydu v'neima kol deparish meiru b'parish. Let's force them until they move from their place, and we'll say kol deparish meiru b'parish. So says Reb Shimon, this is shar beis perak dalet. Why does it say this lashon of kol de parish meruba parish? Halakeben the naidi v'lave oid kavu. They're all moving. They're all moving. They're not kavu anymore. So mimeli, you go after the rov. And bemis that's lashon Rashi. Rashi says it's no longer kavu. They're all moving. So, but lachor lashon agamar is shelo b'diktuk. Doesn't say in the Gemara. It says kol de parish meruba parish. That it is kavua and it's parish from the rov. Now it's the question of the Gemara. The question is, in learning the Gemara, is there kvius or is there no longer a kvius? Rashi says, no, there's no longer a kvius, so you're cool. But the Gemara seems to say there is a kvius, because this is called a parish meruva parish, so there is a kvius. So for Reb Shimon, if there's a kvius, and kvius means that it's 50-50, then how do you say called a parish meruva parish? How do you say called the parish meruba parish? The kvius makes it 50-50. So if it's 50-50, there's no rov. So you can't say it's parish from the rov. There is no rov because it's 50-50. So this whole yisod of called the parish meruba parish is a difficult yisod. Because if you say kol kavua ka mechza mechza dami, that means that that even though you have a rov, it doesn't matter. It's considered 50-50. It's a makom kvius, it's considered 50-50. So if a makom kvius is really considered 50-50, then how in its parish do you say called the parish meruva parish? There was no rov. It was parish from 50-50. So that's the tmiya rabosi of Moron Hagoyin Reb Shimon Shkop Zechet Tzadik Ubracha. So his answer is that he has a new mahalach in understanding called a parish. It's not pshat that it's parish from the rov, that there was a rov of heter and it was parish from the rov heter, but rather it's really 50-50, but it's rov mikrim shel prisha. That's his chilak. His chilak is rov ze rov acher legamrei v'u rov amikrim, rov shel prisha. In other words, in most instances, en achinami, we consider it that they're 50% like this, 50% heter, 50% iser. But in most instances, when one animal separates from this group, it's going to be of heter. Because in the Metzias, it's mostly heter, right? So even though halachically we view it as 50-50, but now there's a mikra of prisha,
Now that's one separated, what is it? Now we're looking at this animal individually. What are the odds? In the Mikra and Prisha, in this Tarov is a 50-50, and there's a Prisha, an animal separates from the 50-50, or a piece of meat separates from the 50-50. What is it going to be in most instances? The answer is kosher. If it's 90% kosher, and only halakhically it's 50-50 because kol kavoka mechza mechza dami. But when it's pyrish from the 50-50, since really in the Matthias it's 90% kosher, so rov mikrim is of prisha is laheter. So that's the yisod of Reb Shimon in the din of prisha, that you go after the rov, called the parish meruba parish. However, mistimas harishainim, it's mashmah that the rov is mitzad a heter atzma. It's because of the heter, not because most of the mikrim of prisha is going to be a prisha of rov, but because the heter, because called the parish muru parish, because of the, let's see the lashon of the ritva, the kaven the pirish aboil min ha'ir v'lo yinol l'nosaf v'makom kviyus basa rubas linen shirein kan kviyus v'makom mitzius ha'safek. In other words, the Ritva says that the whole chilek between kavu and parish is that in parish there's no kvius, the makom mitzias hasafek, and in kvius there is kvius. It's not a different rov. According to Reb Shimon, it's a different rov. According to Reb Shimon, where in the makom of kvius there is no rov, and now we have a mikra of prisha. So, in the makom of kvius, in the Metzius, it was one type of rov, but we can't consider it that way halachically. So now there's a mikra of prisha, so in most prisha, in most cases of separation, it's going to be that of heter. That's Reb Shimon. But the Ritva seems to say that the whole difference between kavua and poiresh is where you are. But parish, there's no kvius b'makom mitzias asafek, and by kavua, there is kvius b'makom mitzias asafek. That's the whole difference. But according to the Ritva, there's another difference. According to the Ritva, the difference between parish and kavua is that parish is a completely different type of rov. It's rov mikrim. In most instances, heter was parish. But that's not what the Ritva says. He doesn't say that that's the difference between kavu and rov, kavu and parish. That in most, that parish is a different type of rov than the makom of kvius. Makom kvius, the rov doesn't help us because kol kavu ka mechza mechza dami. And parish is a different type of rov. So there, in other words, it's rov mikrim. Rov mikrim, it's going to be heter. That's Reb Shimon. But the Ritva says that the whole difference between makom hakvius and poresh is where you are. Poresh is not in the makom hakvius, and therefore it's mutter, and kavu is in makom hakvius, and therefore it's aser, and therefore it's 50-50. But not that rov, that it's a different type of rov. When it's poresh, it's this new mechudishtik rov of rov mikrim of prisha. So that is, you see now like with the Shari Yosher in Ritva, and you also see now like him in Rashi in Mesechus Sanhedrin, which we're going to go into in the next year. So what we have to do in the next year is go into the Rashi in Sanhedrin, show not like Reb Shimon, or try, and then explain the Machlokas Rashi in the Ritva with the Rashba, if by Sufik Kavua, it's Mutter Mitam Rav. And we explain the Machlokas between the Rashba Rashi against the Ritva. Do we say that it is? Are we matir safek kavua al tzveik sveika? And that will depend on how you understand tzveik sveika. The Ritva understands tzveik sveika because it's not a safek b'chal, because there's no tzadim on the side of Isser, it's heter. And the Ritva, but here there wouldn't be a tzveik sveika, because here in the tzad of Isser, it's aser, and the tzad that he's pasul, the boil is pasul, the child is pasul. But the Ritva learns tzveik sveika, it's rov tzadim laheter, and here he has rov tzadim laheter. He has on the tzad that there's rov, and when he has the rov, the gaver can follow the rov, that its child is heter, And on the other hand, you have the Metzias. Maybe he's an Adam Kasher, so you have Rov Tzadim Lahetir. My rabbis and Ritz Hashem, we're going to continue next time. And I thank you so much for listening. It was Mamish Gevaldik. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend. Bli Neder Namshich.